Hey, everybody, welcome back. Wow, what an incredible day this is. I got to give a little kudos out there to Linda, our producer, for lining people up the way she has done. And, I'll tell you, there's some people that are really geared for doing certain things. And it's really clear to me that, you know, as our senior producer, filling these hours in that you hear every day, day in, day out, it takes an extraordinary talent. It's certainly not anything that I could do by myself. And I need to say that because whether it's pre-production with Linda and Kim, whether it's marketing with Andy, whether it's post-production with Moon or with Jessica or Chris on WBOQ and the team over there in Rhode Island pushing all the buttons, or right here in Seattle or CRN or anywhere, you know, Eric, Benny, I'll tell you, it takes a team to take out a global message, and that's what this is about today. I get to chat with Suzanne McDonald, How Tech Innovator. Suzanne McDonald realized her dream of success in the tech world. I know a little bit about this, and how she is maintaining that dream. For those of you out there, if you want to know what we're doing, we are honoring these women that have broken through that energetic glass ceiling, entrepreneurs, executives, executive of the year, in this case, business services, women in business innovator awards. Here we are. We get to talk with her because so many of you are asking, how do I take my life to that next level? And here's why we're doing this. Suzanne, it is so great to have you here. You know, revolutionary in the social media universe, started company, designated editor with the express purpose of educating people, well, you know, on social media, on Google. You know, after we're done today, I'm going to make sure I schedule an appointment with you because just saying those words gives me a hot flash. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I don't think I'm different than most women around here. I mean, come on. You know, I'm thrilled for Jessica and Moon sitting in there because, you know, Google Plus, social media, Facebook, this, WordPress, whatever it is. This is something we've all had to learn, but it's essential. Technology for me, I'm going to share a little story and then you can jump in here.
Great.
I grew up delivering mail many years ago, a small company at the time, Bell Labs. Mm-hmm. Men, engineers, all over the place. To this day, we're still hearing, and the president in his speech talk about, you know, some of the things that are just not exactly level playing field. They say it's difficult, and radio is one of those worlds, by the way. I don't know if you noticed, that mostly men mm-hmm. in the field, okay, except in this genre, by the way. So I want to know, what has this been like for you, being honored in the way that you've been honored, the Stevie Awards, many other awards, recognition, acknowledgement, what has this been like for you to have this level of success in a world that said, Suzanne, not so much. We don't think it's going to happen.
Isn't that life these days? For me, it's been extremely fulfilling because it certainly didn't happen overnight. And even before I started my business, I was a journalist, and I plotted my retreat out of the dying space that everybody talked about. And for me, it was just about being able to control my own destiny. And I did a lot of preparation, 4 years worth. Before I actually had the opportunity to leave the Boston Globe, I took a buyout. It was a big risk. My now husband was panicking about, oh, God, what's going to happen? You know, you're never going to be able to get a job like that again. And I said, I know. That's why I'm starting a business. But it's been really wonderful and rewarding. It's great to help people. It's great to have flexibility in my life that is really important to me, and I enjoy every minute of it.
I want to talk to you about this. There's something near and dear to my heart that we're going to talk about, you know, here in a minute, and that's the Lyme disease campaign, of course, and what your role was. But I want to talk with you about where we are right now and what it is that you do that really sets you apart. I mean, a lot of times we look at tech companies, and I know I've tried to work with several of them, haven't worked with you yet, but I'm looking forward to it, and
great.
Have walked away thinking I must have done something wrong. Maybe they didn't understand what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, Why is it we feel empty some days after a technical interaction or experience, or even hiring a technical company to help us?
Yeah, well, one of the ironies of being a tech person, I guess, in a tech industry is that I don't really see myself as a tech person. I see myself as a communicator, and these are simply tools that are available to us right now. There is a learning curve in figuring out how to use these tools. I'm sure that's what everybody feels. I feel it too, but it's taken a lot of diligence and thought in figuring out how to make it work. And to look beyond the code and the terminology and really think hard about what do people really want? Old mass communications discussion when TV came, was it going to replace radio? Well, here we know that it has not. It's just another channel. And that's really what I focus on is how does this channel achieve what human beings really want and desire? And it's been really fun to approach technology in that manner.
You have been called a real innovator. I love this. When I got this to talk with you about, I thought, oh, now we're talking my language. A rebel. I love this. You are a pioneer in social media. I've been called a pioneer in Internet talk radio because, you know what, I started this in 2003. Can you imagine paying for airtime in 2003?
No.
for Internet talk radio. I mean, do we even remember 2003? I mean, was the Internet even invented by Al Gore then? So I want to ask you about this. You know, tell me about your rebel side. What, you know, and how is it you have become to be known as a pioneer in social media education?
Well, I think part of it is that I don't step away from problems. I look for solutions. In social media education, it's very challenging, I think, for anybody, especially, you know, universities where there's so much infrastructure in building curriculum. In fact, I'm going to be working with University of Rhode Island to build out their social media curriculum into a certificate program. And we anticipate that is going to be a lengthy process because the university is so tasked and focused on making sure that students get the best education they possibly can. So there's a high threshold you have to meet to be able to do that. And I think a lot of people would say, like, oh, this whole process is going to take a year. I have other projects. There are other things that I can do. But I feel that it's so key and important for communication students to have a good understanding of social media as it exists now and in the future, and to be able to use these tools on behalf of a brand. A lot of students obviously have Facebook and Twitter profiles. But they've come into my classes and have to figure out how do I extract myself personally, how do I clean up my profile, and how do I think about it on behalf of Newport Interactive Marketers, which my interns have to do. So it's really interesting, and I just find that I push through and I have a vision and I stick to it and I'm able to communicate that vision and build some momentum and get people on board.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about one of those campaigns right now.
Okay.
Because I love how you just kind of like blew by the internship thing. But, you know, I really want to talk about what you did in Lyme disease awareness. And, you know, honestly, when you did this, we didn't have sort of the heightened level here that we have now. You know, this has been, for me, a personal commitment because of my own healing journey with Lyme disease. In
sure.
The state that didn't even recognize that they had ticks, right? And so I wanted to talk with you about that campaign, why that was important to you, and what was it like to have people rally around this? Because you live in a state that is completely aware of what this disease brings.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of working with one of the nation's top Lyme or tick researchers, and of course that parlays into Lyme disease. Probably everyone is familiar that ticks carry many, many diseases, and Lyme disease
yes.
is just one of them.
Right.
And they're particularly prevalent in the Northeast, but there's ticks all over the U.S. I think the only places that there really aren't is in, like, high mountains, Rocky Mountains, and high desert. But,
right.
And they're also spreading. So what happened is the Lyme disease researcher, whose Twitter handle is @thetickguy, came to me and said, I really want to get the word out. We want to put our research into tools that people can use, and we need your help to get the word out. So I pulled together interviewed four students, and two other social media professionals so we could do a very strong mentoring program. What we found is the students didn't really have all the skills that we needed, so we spent a lot of time bringing them up to speed and then set them loose with blogger campaigns, writing guest posts. And we really only focused on two target audiences. We focused on parents and pet owners, and it was really interesting and powerful. We were able to drive traffic to the website. We increased it by 234% from the year before. We Wow. had exposure within the millions. We had thousands of new Facebook social media followers, and started a Pinterest page. But the best part was the very last strategy meeting that I had with the other pros. We said, hey, did you hear about this whole Sharknado thing, you know, this cult movie that had just come out? And I said, wouldn't it be funny if we did Ticknado? And we did. And actually, we just won an award for that, a strategic video award for best viral video, which was great in and of itself. But if you look at the runner-up, we beat somebody who had far more resources, I think, than we did. And, you know, it was a really, really great way to wrap up the project, but to know that it helped to get the word out and to get people to be thinking about, how do I get ticks out? You know, use pointy tweezers. And there's a little, you know, it was a really fun thing to do, and we were happy that it took off and caught some momentum.
Well, it caught some momentum, but did really super good in the world. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but at the time that you did this, I'm not remembering the year. What year did you actually do this campaign?
That was just, let's see, it would have started almost a year ago. So we went from about April 1st to September 1st.
Right, right. So, you know, what happens with this is, yeah, and you don't know this, but you really were ahead of the curve, because it wasn't until I did a fundraising campaign on Martha's Vineyard, and it wasn't until even after that campaign, or very closely to it, that the CDC came out and said, oh, by the way, we're just really understating this by about 10 cases per person.
I know, tenfold.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking. And by the way, just to let you know, that's an understatement. You know, if you talk to Dr. Horowitz and you get a different perspective, you're going to find that there's now a conversation about, is it really MS? Is it really ALS? So more to come on that. But you are really in the forefront of this. And I got to ask you this question. You are so comfortable in this world. And then you heard me say, I just mentioned Google Plus. I got a hot flash. So I want to ask you, many of us are beginners. We want to learn more. I'm watching Jessica and Moon try to learn as much as they can, as fast as they can. But we need to have a go-to place where we can go to say, we want to learn more about this because we want to do good in the world.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this and what we can learn and what you do to help people like me.
4 years ago, just about, maybe 4 years in May, I started a networking group that meets in person every month. And actually, we just met on Tuesday, and we'll next meet the end of February. So if you're in southern New England, a lot of people come from Hartford to New Hampshire, because what I do is I get really good speakers to come and talk about social media issues, websites. Our talk that's coming up in February is all about how to make your website work really, really well so that people can do what you want them to do. Do you want them to register for a webinar? Do you want them to sign up for your newsletter? There's so many elements of a website that can change, from headlines to photos to call to action. And our speaker runs an organization called Witch Test One, and that's all they do is test, did this picture work better than this picture? And they have people, real live people, take the tests online. So she's going to be showing a bunch of their tests, and I've seen them give this talk before. It's really fun. It's sort of like a game show. You have two different sides, and everybody has to guess which one won. And, you know, everybody will take away, even if you have no technical skills, you'll definitely have a much better understanding of what's called landing page optimization and how mm-hmm. you can really make your website work better. Because people are just really busy, right? I mean, who doesn't have 10 screens up on their laptop and flip them back and forth between them? So you want to make sure that you get done what you need to get done. And Newport Interactive Marketers is free. We just actually hit our 905 members email. So we're pretty excited to have, you know, this opportunity for people to learn. It's free. We do run some workshops that are very low cost. But I pretty much started it thinking, oh, it'd be great not to have to go to Boston to network and talk shop with people. And I had no idea that we would have 180, 120 people show up once a month to network and to learn more. So it's been great. It's been really, really fun for me.
Well, you know, I mean, this is really part of, you know, I'm listening to you, and it's really clear to me that you are passionate. And passion and purpose has come before all the awards, all the accolades, right? And sometimes I think we don't see ourselves as award worthy, but through the eyes of somebody like Melissa, because I didn't, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm like way too busy. I don't know. I can hear myself now, right? And sometimes it does take some, right? I bet, were you like that way too? Because we are busy, right? We're doing our thing. And somebody says, but you should have an award. And I'm like, oh, no. Does that take more than 5 minutes? So
yeah. And I think, this is one of the failings of many women. Right? We're very humble about what we do. It's just part of what we do. And we're passionate about it, and we like to help people. Not that men don't like to do that also, but women are a lot more humble about it. And so a lot of times it takes somebody to sort of pull you out of the weeds and say, like, look, you're doing something that's really important and powerful and helpful to a lot of other people. And that's actually, you know, I get my greatest joy from hosting Newport Interactive Marketers and having people change their careers because they thought, okay, where I am is not working. I'm in a losing battle here with this career, and I need to change, and I need to learn what's going to sustain me. You know, it's especially true for people who are older, you know, who are maybe on their hopefully the last pivot in their career. And it's just really hard to know where to start. And I've built up a reputation that I do bring in good people to speak. I don't often speak. I often interview with someone very technical. I'll say, okay, and that means this, right? So that everybody, whether you're technical or not, you can come away from the gathering and learning some more.
You know, this is really kind of exciting for me, and I have to tell you why. You know, I love this technology. I really love the idea that we have a very big mission here at Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show, very big, and that is to really get this positive radio message out all over the world. I will tell you, we're the first to admit we don't know how to do this, really. We don't. I mean, we do it and we learn about it, but we all look at ourselves and say, we need to find the people that know how to do this faster for us, because we get a call-in from Dubai, or we'll get a person in Amsterdam or some other place where you know that it's 3 a.m. and they're listening to the show. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we met about the redesign of our websites and so many things. But I have to tell you, you know, we're pretty smart, have a great team here, but I don't think we even know what we don't know. What would you say to folks like us and others that are listening that don't even know? I mean, honestly, I don't even know the question to ask. And yet we have this big dream, Suzanne, right?
Right. Yeah, no, so many people are in that place, and it is so hard because you are doing what you do. You're doing your job. You don't have time to learn everything there is to know out there and what works best. I've spent a lot of years really learning and testing and experimenting to see what's going to work for clients, what's worth paying attention to, what's not, and that's my job. So you can go and do your job. I'm going to take care of my stuff for you. And that's, a lot of my clients really value that. They don't even have to think about it, because I'll say, oh, you know, I heard this, you know, this great new thing is coming up and that might be good for you, or what if we did a little photo booth at your trade show, which attracts, you know, physical therapists at these trade shows, and probably everybody is doing something relatively dry. So why don't we just do a little, like, Pinterest, Facebook selfie photo booth thing and liven things up a little bit, make it a little bit fun, you know, which isn't the most original idea, but it's original to them. And
well, I got to tell you, that sounded a little bit original to us as we are on the forefront. We're on the forefront of going to one of the largest women's shows in the Pacific Northwest. We're talking about 40,000 women coming through here. And we talked about it yesterday. We're all scratching our head. We're saying, what are we going to do there this year? I mean, you're talking to people like us who want to do more and want to learn more. And yet, at the same time, you know, this is new, and it changes so rapidly. So I wanted to ask you, you really are, you know, you're setting the stage for women in a lot of ways to look at being successful and kind of doing it your way, right? You're a new mom. Mm-hmm. How's that working? Is that good?
It's great. It's really, it's fantastic. I wake up every day and think, okay, this is what all that hard work was for, that I can go, you know, we have a home office that I can go to, and my daughter is downstairs playing and having a great time, and, you know, I can take Tuesday morning, take an hour or two, and go to story time with her, you know, network with some other moms, some of whom are in the same exact position. So, of course, now he should come to Newport Interactive Marketers. But, you know, it just really, write your own ticket, I think, is what's really important. I know not everybody has the resources to be able to do it, but I think, and it doesn't happen overnight, but it's definitely worth it, especially if you, if that's what's really important to you.
Well, I have to tell you, I am so excited about just being able to have a conversation with you and everything that you do. I want to thank you for all of that. And if you could just take a minute and tell people about the next event you're having, the website, how they can find out more about you, that would be just awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Well, my website is designatededitor.com, which speaks to my journalism background. The events that I host are Newport Interactive Marketers, and the website is newportinteractivemarketers.com, and we are in Rhode Island. The next event is all about optimizing your website, so making sure that people can work through whatever they need to get to do what you want them to do. And that's going to be really good. Probably expect about 80 people to actually show up, probably have more than 100 RSVP. It's a free event. And if I'm happy to answer any questions if anyone wants to email me, sue@designatededitor.com. Just please put in the subject line radio or Dr. Pat show so that I know that it's not spam or anything. Get a lot of emails.
Perfect.
Sure, everybody has this problem, but I just want to make sure that I'm able to respond to everybody, because I do love to help people as best I can. And, you know, even if it's just a quick chat, let's bash some ideas around. And that's what's really fun, you know, is to be able to really help people and be creative and figure out how to make these platforms work.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining me. I have one last question as we wrap up. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave all of us with today?
Oh, my God, that's really hard. I think give yourself time to develop a vision and think about what you want that reality to be in your future or to help other people, and just really keep that at the forefront of what you do and give yourself time and space and creativity to actually do it. I have this problem myself, you know, that you get caught up in a lot of day-to-day things, and it's really important to have a roadmap and to be forging toward it. Maybe some days you don't make as much progress as you'd like, but these awards being here is what has really happened for me.
I love it. Thank you so much. Wow, what a great show. Thank you, Eric. Thank you all for doing what you do. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Stay inspired. share the fun. We'll see you next time.